Welcome to Between Sundays, short daily reflections for carrying the week's teaching into your commute, your morning walk, and your quiet moments. Brought to you by Jellypod, where anyone can create their own podcast with AI.
You order a book with one tap on your phone, and it shows up on your doorstep 12 hours later. We have designed almost every piece of physical friction right out of our lives. But then why does Monday morning still feel like climbing a mountain with a backpack full of wet sand? We have all this seamless technology, but our inner souls, they feel more raw and blistered than ever before. It just doesn't add up, does it?
I've spent a lot of time sitting with people who feel this exact friction. And honestly, it creates this really heavy, unspoken tension when they read Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. You know the passage. Jesus says, "For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And we hear that, and we look at our actual lives, trying to forgive someone who deeply hurt us, trying to stay humble in a culture that screams at us to self-promote, trying to keep our marriages together. And we think, easy? This doesn't feel easy. It feels incredibly hard. Am I doing this Christian life wrong? But here's the thing. The Greek adjective underlying easy in that passage is Christos. C-H-R-E-S. T-O-S. And lexically, Christos never carries the meaning of effortless or simple. It just doesn't. Instead, it conveys the basic meaning of being well adapted to fulfill a purpose. It means gentle, serviceable, or well fitting. So when Jesus talks about an easy yoke, he's not promising a frictionless, pain-free life. He's promising a yoke that actually fits the shape of your soul, unlike the sharp, jagged, and ill-fitting yokes the world throws over our necks.
I remember a season in my own ministry, maybe 10 years ago, where I was wearing one of those worldly yokes. I didn't realize it, of course. I thought I was just doing God's work. But I was wearing the heavy, chafing yoke of people-pleasing and spiritual over-functioning. I believe deep down that if I didn't say yes to every committee, if I didn't answer every email within 10 minutes, if I didn't fix every single problem in the parish, then I was failing. And my neck was raw. I was exhausted, irritable, and completely hollowed out. I was pulling a massive, heavy cart that I was never, ever designed to bear. I had to learn the hard way that I was wearing a yoke of my own making, not his.
You have to picture Jesus in his Nazareth workshop before he began his public ministry. He was a tecton, a carpenter, a builder. And a skilled first century carpenter making a yoke wouldn't just grab a random piece of pine and hack it into shape. No, he would bring the ox into the shop. He would measure the neck. He would feel the slope of the animal's shoulders. Then he would carve and test and shave down the rough knots in the wood until it was perfectly custom made, so the wood would distribute the load evenly without blistering or bruising the skin. It was lovingly fitted by a kind hand who knows exactly what he's doing. So, when Jesus invites you to take his yoke, he is not adding another demanding chore to your already overflowing weekend to-do list. He's not saying, "Hey, work harder for me." He is saying, "Let me swap that raw, chafing self-reliance harness you've been dragging around for a custom-molded frame that I have personally shaved down to fit your exact shoulders. And let me pull the heavier side of the load right beside you." It is not the absence of labor. It is the presence of a perfect fit. Since it's Saturday evening, let's try a small, concrete, souled alignment practice before you head into Sunday worship tomorrow. Just take a deep breath. Notice where your spirit is blistered right now. Where did the week's obligations rub you raw? Was it a difficult conversation? The pressure to perform? Name that ill-fitting yoke. Actually speak it out loud in the quiet of your room. And then just slip it off your shoulders. Give yourself permission to leave it behind.
Let's close with a quick prayer to set our hearts for tomorrow. Lord Jesus, we lay down these self-assembled burdens we've been dragging through the week. We slide our tired, bruised shoulders out of the world's harnesses, and we step into your perfectly fitted yoke. Thank you for carving it to fit us exactly. Pull the heavy side of the load for us, Lord, and grant us that deep, restorative rest, that true anapausis that our souls are thirsting for tomorrow. Amen. Rest well tonight, friends. See you in the morning.